Hello, everyone out there. This time you're listening to Maura, and I got a friend here with me.
Hi, my name is Rita.
And we're bringing you the Chatterbox podcast at qlips.com. If you want to know more about this episode and you want to see our transcripts or quizzes, you can check out our lip service on our website. It's always there for you to help you understand our podcast even more. Now, this is the Chatterbox podcast, and in this podcast, we like to chat about anything cultural, anything that's happening, and interview people sometimes about what's going on with them and what's happening in their lives. So we have Rita here with us.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, and Rita is special at QLips because I'm not from Montreal. I'm not from Quebec. I'm from another province called Ontario. And Robin and Harp, they're not from Montreal either. There's a lot of people in this city who aren't actually from Montreal. But Rita is from Montreal.
Born and raised.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in this city who aren't actually from this place.
That's very true. A lot of my friends don't come from here.
Yeah, it's rare to meet someone and have them say they're from Montreal.
It's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's such a great city. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
such a fun place to live. So what was it like growing up in this fun, great city, Montreal?
It was great. I grew up in an Anglophone community, so a lot of my friends were English. Mm-hmm. I am first generation Italian, Canadian. My parents came to Canada, to Montreal, in 1968 with my two brothers, and my mom was pregnant with my sister.
Okay.
But we had a lot of family here with us as well, so it made that transition a little bit easier. I grew up in a great neighborhood. It was very multicultural. I had Greek friends. I had Jewish friends. I had Italian friends.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's something that I think is really special about Montreal, too. There's so many different cultures, and often they live all together. So they're not just living separately. There's all kinds of cultures
interacting. Absolutely, yeah. You can see anybody from anywhere at any time.
Yeah. So that's interesting, too, because Montreal is in the province of Quebec, which, of course, we all know, or if you don't know, is a French-speaking place. But in Montreal, there's also English-speaking communities.
There are a lot of Anglophones in Montreal. I think most people on the island certainly are bilingual. They speak French and English. It's to everybody's benefit. So I've never had any trouble communicating with anybody.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. So did you speak French from when you were a young child?
No, I actually, I'm not a very good student. So in school, I didn't really pay attention. We had an hour of French every day. I learned my French more from working. When I started working when I was 16 or 17, I started mimicking what I heard.
Yeah.
And that's when I really began to learn French.
So you learned it on the street,
as on the street, as they say. Yeah.
Okay. So that's also interesting that you're a first-generation Canadian, because a lot of Canadians are from other countries, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So your parents came from Italy. So did you grow up with a lot of Italian traditions?
I feel really lucky that I grew up with all of these influences. I had my parents were still very much Italian, so very much get the Italian sort of mentality, the way of life. The food, certainly.
Yeah. Delicious.
And I also feel like I grew up Canadian with all my Anglo friends. And as well, Quebecois. I feel like I grew up knowing a lot of French people in our life, in our family life as well. So I've got the best of all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm jealous now. Yeah.
There's only a few of us more, I'm sorry.
So what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm working on some new projects. I'm teaching English as a second language. I'm giving private courses and just trying to keep busy.
Yeah.
And keep myself active before the winter comes. And
yes, it's coming.
Makes us all slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever moved away from Montreal or left the city for
a long
time?
Do you know what? No, I think I'm the only one of my friends who has not actually lived in another place. I have traveled. But I have always stayed in Montreal. I live in Montreal. I've never lived in another country. I guess I prefer it when students come to me, when the world comes to me.
Yeah. It works. That works well, too.
It works well for me. It really does.
And I think it also says a lot about the city that you wouldn't want to leave because it is such an exciting place.
It really is an exciting place. In the summer, of course, because our winters are so long, everybody takes advantage of the summer, and it is one of the most beautiful times in this city. There's just a lot to do and a lot to see.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for telling us about Montreal through a local person's eyes.
It's absolutely my pleasure anytime.
Okay, cool. So that's been our Chatterbox podcast today. And like I said, you can always get more information about this episode or anything else at culips.com. See you next time.
Bye.